Weather conditions in the Midwest are going to turn a little bit warmer over the course of the weekend, but we have to pay the price and see more rain occur across the region as well. The temperatures out there this morning are very cold, running mostly in the teens and 20s across a big part of the region. There's actually some single-digit readings that were noted this morning around dawn in some of the upper portions of the region. In fact, parts of Wisconsin actually fell below 0 degrees Fahrenheit for a brief period right about dawn. Well, the forecast today is going to take this cold air mass and push it out of the region. And this unusually early and extremely cold air mass that has dominated a big part of the central and eastern United States in the past 10 days will become history. We expect to see a warming trend take place. Already southerly winds are blowing out across parts of the plains in the western Corn Belt, and we'll see those shifting to the east as time moves along. And it should set the stage for a big improvement, at least in our temperatures. Unfortunately for the Midwest, though, there will be rain that will evolve as we push warm and moist air on top of this cold air mass, and in all cases, that results in precipitation. So we're going to see it, and it's already developing in parts of Arkansas and Oklahoma this morning. As we go through the rest of the day today, the precipitation will continue to fester in the southwestern corner of our region, and we are not expecting to see it move up into the heart of the region until we get to the second half of the weekend. At that time, we'll certainly encounter a more significant amount of precipitation for the region. It looks like the area from parts of Illinois and Missouri, as well as Kentucky and Tennessee, northeastward into Michigan, southeastern Wisconsin, and portions of Ohio will all see rain from this event. And we do expect the most significant precipitation to come up out of the Delta sometime late on Saturday evening and overnight, Saturday night in particular, and move through the lower parts of the Midwest early on Sunday and then through the heart of the region and northern areas Sunday afternoon into Monday morning. The storm system will produce 0.4 inch to about 1.25 inches of moisture in quite a few areas. There'll be a few exceptions, but the precipitation will be broad-based, and there'll be no opportunity for field work in these areas. There's also a little bit of snow still on the ground in some of the region, and so that's going to have to melt as the storm system pushes warmer air into the region as well. So the combination of the melting snow and the rain and some frozen ground in parts of the region will likely culminate in at least a little bit of flood potential, but certainly nothing serious. A little bit of snow will likely develop on the backside of the storm system as it reaches the Great Lakes region, and that will take place as we go from Sunday night into Monday morning. Most of the snow will not be significant, except in the upper parts of the Midwest, where we'll see anywhere from a dusting upwards to 2.5 inches or so. There may be something locally greater, but mostly it's going to be downwind from the Great Lakes region. As we move on into next week, the temperatures will cool back down across the Midwest temporarily, but we will see another couple of frontal systems move through the region as we go into the latter part of the weekend into the following weekend. Each will produce a little bit of precipitation, but the only one that's got potential for producing something a little more significant will be the one that occurs in the second weekend of the two-week outlook, which is obviously a long ways out. That would be on the 30th, maybe as early as the 29th, but 30th and the 1st most likely. The Midwest will still have a tough time getting the last bit of crop harvesting completed in this environment. There will also be ongoing concern about what wheat did not get planted and the wheat that still has not yet emerged. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.